Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Billion Dollar Brand Club, How Dollar Shave Club, Warby Parker, and Other Disruptors Are Remaking What We Buy is a business and consumer economy book by Lawrence Ingrassia. Drawing on his background as a business journalist, Ingrassia examines how digitally native startups challenged entrenched brands in categories such as razors, eyeglasses, mattresses, and lingerie. The book focuses on the rise of direct-to-consumer companies, the use of subscription and online sales models, and the way marketing, logistics, and customer experience were reconfigured to meet changing consumer expectations. Rather than presenting a generic startup success story, it explains why certain brands were able to break through in markets long dominated by a few powerful incumbents. The result is a detailed account of how technology, retail strategy, and consumer behavior combined to reshape everyday purchasing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what the book reveals about investor pressure and the limits of disruption. Ingrassia also places these startups within a larger venture capital environment, which helps explain both their rapid growth and the pressure they faced. The book portrays an ecosystem in which investors were eager to fund consumer brands that could scale quickly and capture market share. That financial backing made it possible for startups to spend aggressively on customer acquisition, marketing, and growth experiments. At the same time, the book suggests that disruption is not a permanent advantage. Once incumbents adapt and once the easy early gains are absorbed, startups must prove that their brand, operations, and economics can last. This gives the book a more realistic edge than a simple innovation celebration. It shows that building a billion-dollar consumer brand requires not only a clever entry strategy, but also operational discipline and a durable reason for customers to stay. Secondly, the limits of disruption as a business model. A final dimension of the book is that it implicitly acknowledges the limits of disruption. Startups can enter a market with a clever model, but maintaining momentum is harder than initial breakout growth. As categories become crowded, the same tactics spread, and incumbents begin to copy the features that made challengers attractive. The book therefore reads as both a celebration of innovation and a reminder that no single model stays disruptive forever. This makes it more balanced than books that simply glorify startups. Ingrassia shows that the durable lesson is not that every company should imitate Dollar Shave Club or Warby Parker exactly, but that businesses must keep examining where consumers feel frustration and where old assumptions still leave room for improvement. Thirdly, the book's long-term relevance. Even though some of the companies discussed have since matured or faced new competitive pressures, the book's underlying questions remain current. Consumers still expect convenience, transparency, and speed. New brands still try to enter markets by reducing friction and building direct relationships online. Incumbents still struggle when their advantage depends on outdated distribution or opaque pricing. For that reason, the book remains useful as a lens for understanding how digitally native consumer businesses are built and why they matter. Its lasting contribution is not a prediction about one specific company, but a clear account of the conditions that allow brand disruption to happen in the first place. Fourthly, why the book is best read as business journalism. The book's strongest mode is business journalism rather than abstract theory. It relies on reporting, examples, and market observation to explain how the consumer startup wave developed. That makes it especially credible for readers who prefer evidence grounded in recognizable companies and real business behavior. It also means the book is accessible to non-specialists while still being useful to professionals. Ingrassia's journalistic background helps him connect executive decisions, investor behavior, and consumer trends without reducing the story to slogans. The result is a book that informs readers about both the mechanics of disruption and the broader cultural shift that made it possible. Lastly, why this is a strong read for anyone tracking retail disruption. Anyone following the future of retail, e-commerce, or consumer branding will find the book useful because it captures the shift from store-centered dominance to digitally mediated consumer relationships. It explains how brands can build credibility without traditional retail validation and why category leaders are forced to adapt when customers can compare options instantly. That combination of market analysis and concrete examples makes the book stand out among business books about disruption. It is best understood as a grounded account of how consumer markets changed, written by a journalist who could observe both the startup side and the legacy brand side of the story. In conclusion, Billion Dollar Brand Club is best suited for readers who want to understand how modern consumer brands challenge entrenched market leaders. Entrepreneurs will find useful lessons about direct-to-consumer sales, subscription commerce, and the importance of reducing friction in the buying process. Marketers will appreciate the focus on brand voice, viral attention, and customer experience as strategic assets. Investors and business readers will value the book for showing how venture capital, digital commerce, and shifting consumer expectations combine to reshape retail categories. What makes the book stand out in its category is that it is neither a simplistic startup celebration nor a dense strategy treatise. It is a reporting-driven account of a real market transformation, grounded in recognizable brands and concrete business mechanics. That makes it more practical than many trend books and more accessible than most analytical business studies. Its lasting value is the clarity with which it explains why ordinary products became the center of a much larger shift in how people discover, compare, and buy goods. If you would like to support Lawrence and Gracia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.